another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from refreshing and a little cool Southern California. Hey, we had a big storm come through last night. And what was really fascinating is that we had Dr. Sereni Pillay's live video course last night. And he was having the same large storm as we were having, but he was in Boston. How's that for being in sync? Fortunately, his course came through perfectly, and it was so brilliant. It was all about the mental blocks that instigate burnout and stop us from going forward. It was so powerful. I loved it. Anyway, I love that you chose to listen to us tonight because it's all about love again. This time, though, we have Jill Crosby, owner and creator of SpiritualSingles.com. She's got some terrific advice for us on how to find our soulmate. Also, Jill and I are going to have a very special announcement for all of those who are looking for their soulmates. There may be a way that we could help you find your soulmate sooner. And that's coming up closer to the end of the show, so listen to the show in its full entirety. Let's take a fast station identification break, and we will be right back with Law of Attraction Talk Radio. You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with the mobile app as well, or just listen through your MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadioNetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the station for your well-being. The University of Attraction. Where else can you take free, interactive courses from international scientists, medical doctors, spiritual leaders, and experts in the field of the Law of Attraction? At the University, you will have your personal questions answered, enhance your intuitive skills, communicate with the angels, fill your life with music, and free meditation and hypnosis downloads. Sign up today. Go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the University of Attraction. The doors are wide open, waiting for you now. Okay, we are back. Hey, I just want to remind you of this new show on Law of Attraction Radio Network called Shu'um Soul Experience with Stefan. Now, Stefan is one of the world's most powerful energy healers, and he has literally helped thousands of people throughout the world obtain their physical and even emotional well-being. To get the optimal effects of his healing, you must listen through LOA Radio Network High Def Media Player on Stefan's host page, as well as listening through headphones. You will actually feel the energy flow through you, and it's an experience you just do not want to miss. By the way, Law of Attraction Radio Network shows are streamed through internet radio stations and many podcast stations such as Blog Talk Radio, Talk Shoe, iTunes, Zunes, and many, many, many more. But in order to hear your favorite shows in great quality and be free from commercials, you must come directly to the LOARadionetwork.com site and visit your favorite show page. And here's why. We have about 6 shows using this new recording technology that will bring both hemispheres of your brain into sync. As a matter of fact, for those who are listening to this show with headphones, Later in the show, you're going to hear me in one ear, and my guest will be heard in another ear. What we are doing is providing you with a brain massage where we are helping your brain to come into balance. Now, at the end of the show, we are hoping that you're going to feel more calm and more harmonious, making it easier for you to remain balanced throughout your day. Other shows who are now recording this way are Constance Arnold, Think, Believe, and Manifest Show, Melody Green, Creative Soul Cafe, and Anthony Bryce, 6 Degrees. And there will be more coming on board and doing this as well. So for your optimal listening pleasure and to synchronize your brain, come to loaradionetwork.com and find your favorite show. I know you are going to love, love, love this experience. And talk about love, I am loving this University of Attraction. I don't know why I didn't do this years ago. This is definitely a one-stop shop to learn from the experts. And I want you to come play with me and meet me in all of these mind-blowing courses. If you haven't experienced the wonderful course put on by Dr. Bill Path, you are missing something. You come away knowing how important you are in this world. I strongly encourage anyone who is caught up in their unworthiness to take a step into discovering how incredible and important you are to all of us. And of course, if you want scientifically proven methods that show you exactly how to create through the law of attraction, well, you just can't find a better way to learn than from Dr. Sereni Pillay's course on the science behind the law of attraction. And then there's Pat Lynn Kyle, PhD, who wrote the book Heal the Mind, Rewire the Brain. Her course is so incredible as she explains how your mind is evolving in order to shift your consciousness. And she gives the most powerful meditations. If you truly want to get it, then come join the University of Attraction. It's a fabulous experience. Okay, so let's get into some scientific stuff that's happening to our planet right now. And that means we're talking about the sun. I have mentioned this more than once on my show about the solar activity. Scientists, NASA, and the National Weather Service are all keeping their eyes on the solar activity because it truly affects every living organism on this planet. Remember, I have mentioned that every 11 years, the sun has a complete polar shift. It's a normal occurrence. And truly, it's not that amazing. The last time it happened was in 2001. So this is not anything to be afraid of. But here's what happens. The sun needs to have these explosions, solar storms, flares, winds, in order to reverse its poles. So every 10 to 11 years, the intensity of these storms increases. Now, what does this mean for us? Well, it means that our planet is getting hit by the coronal mass ejections, and it may trigger an earthquake or two or volcano eruption. It may even trigger health problems and exaggerated mood swings. The reason why I'm telling you this is for you to use this scientific documentation and use it to your advantage. It doesn't mean that you're going to create an earthquake, but it will mean that you will take the time to make a safe environment for you, your family, and for everyone connected in the world. By reviewing the last solar KP index last Thursday or Friday, which was February 17th or 18th, depending where you live on the planet, we had coronal mass ejections. It hit 5 on the KP solar index, but then it stopped. It's been very calm since February 19th. Now, I want you to think back to February 17th or 18th and see if perhaps you felt heart palpitations or that you were very moody or extremely agitated. Just examine what was going on around you and in you, because you will learn what to expect in the future. Now, here's something that's really, really great about this when it occurs. Because of the magnetic influences, this becomes a very, very powerful time in which to meditate, visualize, and feel your desires as if they have already materialized. This is also a time when you can actually become more intuitive. So use this time to create exactly what you want. This is also the perfect time to tune into the Global Coherence Initiative through HeartMath Institute, where you can participate in monitoring your thoughts and actions through meditations, and at the same time helping the collective consciousness of the world to be one of peace. And this is very, very important, because with the solar flares and the coronal mass ejections, it triggers terrorist attacks, uprisings, and crime. Look at what happened last Thursday and Friday. There were more uprisings in the Middle East, and now Libya. Isn't this fascinating? Now, in his book, Awakening to Zero Point, Greg Braden, who is also on the board of HeartMath Institute, and as a matter of fact, he was the one that turned me on to HeartMath Institute, describes many of the changes occurring on Earth and how they are affecting us in our daily life. And I think it's really interesting to note what he is saying here. The magnetic field of the Earth is decreasing due to a slowing of the Earth's rotation. We are experiencing an intensification of our emotions and increased difficulty in memory recall because our emotional body and memory are closely connected to the Earth's magnetic field. Braden also states that the Earth's heartbeat, or the Schumann resonance frequency, is increasing, which we experience as a sense that time is speeding up. This also tends to bring up deep emotional issues in order to be healed, often creating tensions and conflict in our personal relationships. Greg goes on and says, as the Earth's frequency increases, every cell on the planet is attempting to raise its frequency in order to stay in step with the Earth. Therefore, every cell and its energy field are attempting to cast off all negative frequencies and blockages, preventing them from increasing their frequency and to remain aligned with the Earth's frequency. This inner healing process is essential for us to stay connected and in harmony with the Earth. Wow. I am telling you straight out, this is nothing to be feared, but to be completely embraced. Know what to expect, and you'll be able to understand what is going on around you. It all has to do with this beautiful, powerful energy source that we call the sun. So stay tuned. I'm going to have more on this as the weeks go by, because truly we are entering the most incredible time in human history. I am loving all of this. So now let's go on and talk about love. I am thrilled to be bringing back Jill Crosby of SpiritualSingles.com onto Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Since it's been almost 3 years since she was last on, let me reintroduce this kindred spirit to you all. Jill Crosby is an inspirational public speaker, hypnotherapist, metaphysician, workshop and retreat leader who facilitates the wild dolphins and whale swim retreats for singles. She is also an expert in the dating world and coaches singles on spiritual dating techniques for fulfilling heart-centered relationships, Jill has personally influenced the rising in love and living happily ever after for hundreds of singles. Now, Jill founded SpiritualSingles.com in 1998 and after more than a decade has become the largest exclusively conscious dating site on the internet. The fact that Jill is an internet entrepreneur creates a special kind of bond between the two of us. And we have a special announcement that I'm anxious to share with all of you. So I am so delighted to have her back on the show again. Welcome back, Jill.
Well, thank you, Jules. What a great introduction. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I am so thrilled. Well, Jill, it's almost been 3 years. What has happened to SpiritualSingles.com since you were last on?
Wow, that's a good question. We have, number one, I guess, is we've grown tremendously. Our numbers have just skyrocketed, and the number of success stories has just been rolling in like crazy, as usual, and that's, for me, the most rewarding part. And as you mentioned in my intro, I've been taking people on wild dolphin swim retreats in Bimini, living on a 104-foot sailboat with a group of 12 people, and that's so much fun. And we just launched our new spiritual events site, which is called spiritualevents.com, brand new site, and I'm really excited about that. And that's where anybody can upload and post a spiritual, conscious, green event, retreat, workshop, meditation, drumming circle, anything like that. And we're doing half off for the cost of uploading an event while we're pre-launching and getting it filled up. And it's really, I'm excited about that. I want it to be the premier place where people could go from all over the world and find events in their locations, their areas, and go meet people locally or go on retreats internationally.
Oh, how fun. How fun. You know, one of the things I noticed on your site is that it's free to join. And I managed to browse around and I was absolutely amazed by the number of people in my local area who belong to SpiritualSingles.com. I really was amazed.
Oh, that's good. Yes, there's a lot of, in most metropolitan areas are, we have a lot of members in those areas. And then, of course, the more rural or out in the sticks people get, then kind of fades off a little bit. However, we have so many long-distance success stories that even that doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Is it difficult for long-distance relationships? I mean, you do have success stories on that?
Quite a few. When I started this, as you mentioned, back in 1998 is when I created it, and we actually launched on the internet in 99. And I was in the bricks and mortar dating industry working for a photo video dating company. And I was against long distance relationships. I was like thinking, no, they do not work. It's not a good idea. And I'll tell you, my whole attitude on that has completely changed because we have so many success stories from long distance because the internet is so good, even with Skype and ways to communicate. People can have virtual dates after they meet each other through spiritualsingles.com. They email back and forth. They talk on the phone. They Skype. And then one person flies out to the other person. And eventually they end up moving one place or the other and living happily ever after. It's amazing how often that happens and how much it works. Our members really look at the soul of each other and they really follow their intuition and their guidance. So I think that makes a big difference in how SpiritualSingles.com works anyway and why we have so many success stories that are long distance.
Well, I could really see that long distance wouldn't be very difficult because with the Skype video, it's just like you're in the same room with a person.
Exactly, exactly. They could sit and have their tea or a glass of wine and talk on Skype like they're having a date. It's amazing. Yeah, you don't even have to worry about driving. It's better. It's more green.
So I noticed that you have an interesting success story that happened to your dad. Tell us about that.
Oh, gosh, yes. That's wonderful. Well, we lost my mom about three years ago or so, And after my dad had mourned and gone through his process, he started dating on his own. And he was doing all right. He was meeting lots of women. He's a you know, hot commodity. And for his age range, he was 67 at the time. And he was dating, meeting women, having fun, but not really having that deep connection with anyone specifically. And he called me up one day and he was kind of telling me about his stories. And I said, Dad, why don't you join my dating site? Your daughter owns the dating site. You're spiritual. You're conscious. Let's go. So we finally, the next day or so, we joined. And then a couple days later, he called me up and he said, oh my gosh, he'd met somebody, this woman, Paula, emailed him and through the site. And she paid to upgrade so she could do that. She said it's the best money she's ever spent because they lived 3 hours away apart. They're a semi-long distance success story, I guess. They lived 3 hours apart. He was in San Diego, California. She was in Ojai, California. And he eventually, you know, maybe a week later, drove up to meet her. And they have been together ever since. And they're so happy. He sold his house in San Diego, moved to Ojai to be with her. And they are just, they've been traveling. They've been having so much fun. They do all these spiritual things together. It's just great. He's so happy. When I started this back in 99, my parents were together. My mom was healthy. Everything was normal. And I just never would have expected that my dating site would help my dad fall in love after my mom died. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
What a wonderful gift that you gave to him. That is terrific.
I mentioned this to you earlier. This one gentleman, Gary, I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds, but this one in particular I also love because he was a long-term member and been a member for many, a few years at least. And a lot of people, it happens quickly, and then some, it just takes a little longer. So I always encourage people to be patient because it really only takes that one. And this is a prime example of how sometimes, and Paula waited, well, she was only a member for a few months, and she hadn't seen anybody that she really wanted to write. And so she hadn't upgraded yet until my dad joined. And then that was her guy, and she just knew it. This story is kind of similar. I'll read it to you. It's from a member named Gary. And he says in his email to me, he says, this is his testimonial. I have met my divine right partner through Spiritual Singles. Robin heard a voice saying, register on Spiritual Singles, and replied, what? I'm not even looking for a relationship. The voice repeated, and Robin posted a photo and a very minimal, about 5 lines, description of who she is. She received over 100 responses in 1 week, and what I wrote to her caught her attention because it truly responded to who she is and what she was saying. 2 weeks later, I flew to meet her for an extended weekend, and in another 2 weeks, I had packed up and moved almost 800 miles to live and work with her. We are both finding this new relationship to be a joy and a challenge, and definitely something that was divinely guided. Thank you so much, Gary. And, you know, isn't that amazing? And she followed her guidance and listened to the voice that said, join Spiritual Singles, even though she wasn't even thinking about a relationship. And then there he was. They were just meant to be together. She joined to meet him. It's just so obvious and so beautiful. I love it.
Wow, that's a great story. Age, sex, race, they're just no issues.
No issues whatsoever. My dad, for example, was 67 at the time. He's 69 now. And we have younger members. We have members in their early 20s. As long as they're 18 or older, age doesn't matter. We have all ages. And races, of course. I mean, I really teach people just to be colorblind or coach people to be colorblind, which most of our members are anyway because they're spiritual and they know we're all connected. We're all the same, and that doesn't matter. Gender, people are being much more open to, you know, we have a lot of same-sex couples or singles that want same-sex relationships. We have a lot of heterosexuals that are open to possibly being in same-sex relationships. It's kind of like what I'm seeing now, how spiritually evolved we're getting, especially the light workers in particular, is we're really looking beyond this physical body and looking at the soul and realizing that, yeah, the package we come in is just that, and the deeper part of who we really are is what they want to connect with each other. And of course, chemistry, I think, is physical chemistry is important, and that comes in all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely. Is that the difference between spiritual dating and other online dating services? There's something completely different about this.
Yes, yes, I totally agree with you. Matter of fact, I wrote an article, The Six Keys to Spiritual Dating, which I know you've read, and that really gets into the differences between spiritual dating or conscious dating and just what I call mainstream dating. And spiritual dating, conscious dating, it's more of an enlightened way of meeting people where there's no rules or expectations. It's more about being true to oneself and staying in the flow. And it's a lot more fun than traditional style dating or mainstream dating. And I'll tell you, it yields way better results. And, you know, as we raise our vibrational frequencies and approach fifth dimensional living, it's more and more important to practice spiritual dating with respect to meeting a life partner, as our thoughts and feelings are I'm seeing them manifest almost instantly here in Mount Shasta anyway. I'm sure you're experiencing that too.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the six keys, because I think they're so important for us to focus in on. What's the number one key?
Well, the number one key, and it's so important as a base, is to remember our divinity, our connection to divine. I believe we're all sparks from the same source. And when we remember that and we really connect deeply to it, then there's this love that radiates from us. It's we're not looking for anything to fulfill us. We're not feeling incomplete. We're feeling completely filled with light and love, and it radiates out that way. When you meet somebody, you're going to manifest someone who's in the same space and has that really strong connection. And then you meet another person like that that's feeling that way. Then you come together in joy and bliss rather than desperation and loneliness, for example, which is you so often see in the singles world. And this is just it's an enlightened way of living our lives, of course, which we're all striving to do. And then when you apply it to dating, it just makes total sense. And sometimes people kind of forget that, wait a minute, dating, you have to stay in that same, you know, divine spot. And when you come from that perspective, it's way more powerful. It works. It works great.
Wow. The second key I see is about being present and open.
Yes, yes. That's incredibly important as, you know, a building block after really having that connection with our divinity. Because when you're sitting in your own space and you're present, then we're open to meeting somebody, whether we're out in the grocery store, the bookstore, or the post office. We're not thinking about, well, what am I going to be cooking for dinner tonight? Or what am I going to be, you know, so often I think we all kind of plan in our heads while we're out doing errands, for example, instead of just really being present and to what we're doing. You know, somebody in the post office may be standing behind you in line. That may be your beloved partner. You know, and it just works that way. And then when you're on spiritualsingles.com looking through profiles or on a date, then it's really important to be super present with that person. And it's interesting because when we're really present and enjoying somebody, just enjoying them, soaking them up, enjoying who they are, no matter if we think they're a potential partner or not, it just makes the interaction more fun. And sometimes people have little jewels, if I may say, pun intended, jewels for us or gifts in what they say or what they communicate to us. And so they may not even be our beloved partner. However, they may end up being a great friend, or we may just have come to meet them because we needed to hear something that they say. And if we're not present and open, we're going to miss out on so many great opportunities. Because, and we'll talk about it as the last key, but when you're in the flow, things just start coming to you, and everything just, it's more perfect than we could even design consciously. And so when we're present, all these beautiful gifts come, and it's just so much fun.
That sounds wonderful. Key number three is being realistic.
Exactly.
Isn't that hard to do when we're trying to find a relationship?
Well, yeah, it's a conscious thing, really, because I think the reason why people perceive it to be hard is because we're so programmed by society, by the mass media, by parents, by all this stuff that it's living in the matrix, if you will, and we're programmed of what's attractive, what's beautiful, what's good looking. And it's silly, really. It's just silly. And we all need to get over that, because it's like I mentioned earlier, that chemistry does come in all shapes and sizes. And I know, Jules, you've probably been attracted to different people, different looks, different everything. And it's not a standard, well, you know, he's got to be 6 foot and this, that, and the other, or she's got to be this way, thin and whatever. It's pheromones and hormones are flying around, and the souls are there. We've been around the block with many different souls before, and oftentimes the soul remembers, oh yeah, I know this is soul family. This is someone that I have a contract to be with this lifetime. And so when we get past the looks and the Barbie and Kim image that we were taught growing up to be attracted to, then all kinds of doors open, and we can really be attracted to so many different types, and even possibly genders or races that maybe we thought, well, maybe we wouldn't be attracted to that race or this gender or whatever. Who cares? Just let all of that out the door and just be realistic about it, and be, again, open to experiencing something new and something different than what we thought we might have been attracted to all along. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Let's go with this example. A woman may not be the perfect size that she was when she was 18. She may be a little thicker, but that shouldn't stop her from getting in there and looking and possibly finding someone who's going to be attracted to her soul. And that's basically what you're trying to put out there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm also putting out to the men to make sure and be open-minded to somebody who may be a little thicker, and for the women to be open-minded to maybe, you know, meeting someone who's shorter. A lot of women have the pre-programmed notion that they need to date a tall man. Well, there's a lot of short men that are absolutely incredible, and there's a lot of thicker women that are absolutely incredible and still super sexy. I remember, I worked in Virginia when I was working for the Bricks and Mortar Company while I was building SpiritualSingles.com up. And this one woman that worked for me, I was the director there, and she was awesome. She was this big black woman, huge. I mean, she was big, but she was so sexy. And the way she carried herself and her attitude and her demeanor, I'll never forget it. It was such a big eye-opener for me that, wow, a woman of any size can be, and even my boyfriend at the time told me, wow, she's sexy, and he agreed. I mean, he was the one that brought it up, and it brought it to my awareness, and I went, wow, you are right. So, yes, so it goes both ways with the men and the women. Women feeling comfortable in their skin, no matter what weight they are, and knowing that sexiness comes from confidence and energy. And it's not a weight thing. It's so much beyond that. And men they feel it. They know it. They're attracted to energy and to confidence and to sexiness. And they do look beyond that. It's amazing. I've witnessed it so many times. So yes, 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 yes.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So nothing should stop anyone from going onto the site and connecting with other people. Nothing should stop you.
Right. So some people think, well, I just want to lose that extra 20 pounds, or I want to, you know, make some extra money, or, you know, whatever is not perfect in their life, what they consider to be perfect. Well, it's all perfect right now. We're all perfect exactly how we are in exact situations. If anything, just make sure you have that divine connection. That's the thing I would work on before anything else. And if you've got that going for you, you're radiating love and you're in a good space, that's when you want to join and start making connections.
Wow, that's great. Number four key is about being real.
Yes, that's fun. I don't know if you've ever watched Chris Rock's comedy, his stand-up, but years ago, this is another thing that stuck in my mind years ago when he was talking. He was saying that when single people go on dates, they send their representative. It's not really them. It's their representative.
How true that is.
Right. And the representatives are so perfect and wonderful. And, you know, and it's like this guard up between the two people. And what I recommend is letting the guard go, letting the ego go, and just being yourself, being genuine, being real. You know, maybe do a little calming meditation first and really bring in that divine energy, really connect, and then be really present for the other person and be yourself. So that, because if it works out with whoever you're going on a date with, they're going to find out who you really are at some point. So it's much more efficient anyway to just be yourself, have some fun, and then, like I was saying earlier, connect with that person and know that even if the chemistry's not there, that they may become a great friend and they may have some gifts or wisdom. There's no accident that you're sitting at a dinner table or lunch or going for a walk or hike or whatever you're doing on the first date or even Skyping as a date. There's no accident there. You're meant to be talking to each other at that moment in time. So see what it's about and just be yourself and be real. That's so, so important.
And number five, you talk about listening, and that is important not only on a date, but in everyday life. So this is something really important.
It is. It is. There's really two aspects to listening that I see that a lot of people need work on, and I certainly needed work on this myself. And number one is being so present that you're really listening to what the other person is saying while they're saying it. And you're not thinking about what you're going to say next or how do I look or shoot it, whatever it is that the insecurities that we all kind of have oftentimes will start coming in while the other person's talking, or we're wanting to make a good impression. So we're planning what we're going to say next. And instead, forget about it. Don't even worry about what you're going to say next. Just be there 100% listening for them. And the second part of this is to let them finish talking. Please don't cut them off midstream. Let them finish their thoughts. Give them the space. Like, it's like what you're doing with me now. You're not jumping in and interrupting and cutting me off while I'm talking. I feel like I have the space to communicate with you. And I feel like you're really listening and you're right there for me and that you're going to let me finish. And and you're right, whether it's on a date or in everyday life, this is such a huge thing for so many of us that when we can master this, it honors the other person in a way that is so special and so healing and loving and kind. And certainly in a relationship, I think a lot of fights could be avoided if we just listened to each other and heard each other out and let the other person finish before we want to jump in and add something or correct something or get our part in there. It's just like, well, let them finish. And then when the other person does it back to you, that's great communication. And that's listening really, really deeply and truly.
That's good. That's good. Number six, the final key in all this is staying in the flow. So these steps that you're doing are all important, but the six is the goal that you're trying to reach.
You're right. You're right. And this is my favorite one, I think, because again, this can be applied to life. And a lot of people are working on this. A lot of light workers are working on this. And it's amazing when we're staying in the flow. To me, that just means we're not thinking or planning everything in our life. We're not, you know what I mean? Like sometimes we'll plan out every step. And when you're in the flow, it's more of a just being in the heart, not so much in the head, and just going with whatever comes up and being guided, listening to our intuition and being guided every step of the way. It's when we're present and open, it all falls together. And when we have that divine connection, then it just flows. And it's the main, what helps is to let go of expectations or preconceived ideas about what something should look like or how something should be. That's really important because I think a lot of times, even before we go out, maybe we're going to just go out and meet some friends for a night out. And we might, I know I've done this in the past where I'll kind of plan it out how the evening should look like, what it's going to be like in my head before I even go. And that's such a waste of time instead of just going out and experiencing it, being present and going with the flow. And then when we don't plan it out, that's when the magic happens because things happen that are way beyond what we could have planned and way better. And I just love being in the flow as much as I possibly can in my life in general. It's just way more fulfilling and rewarding than I could plan on the conscious human level myself.
So this sounds like to me is stay in the vortex if you go out. Is that it? Because what you're doing is you're trusting that everything is going to work out perfectly and that you're just going to go out and have a great time. So,
right, exactly. Esther and Jerry Hicks, who channel Abraham, talked about staying in the vortex. And that's exactly what I mean. And, there's lots of different ways you can label it or talk about it. That's one of them that I love. And you're exactly right.
You're just going to trust. Just stay in the flow, feel good, have a good time, and don't put any other expectation on it, only that you're going to have a good time.
Right, right. Or learn a lesson or get something, receive a gift. It could be, there could be lots of things waiting. You might meet somebody that you really, just really is going to change your life in whatever way. Maybe be your romantic partner, maybe a business opportunity, maybe a friend, who knows? Just leave it up to the divine and stay connected and just let go of those expectations.
That just sounds wonderful. You know, it's really amazing to me. I'm going to toss in a little personal stuff. In the last week, three psychics, and they're really pretty good psychics, have all told me that a relationship is right around the corner for me. They all said that same, it's like, it's now, it's happening. And I've got to admit, you know, that consciously I have just been focused on the radio network and the University of Attraction. So I really haven't thought about a relationship at all. But now when I got onto your site and I saw all these people, I'm going, well, this is interesting. I'll stay open. And now I think I'm going to go in and join spiritualsingles.com and just explore and have some great fun there. So if anybody out there wants to come on and meet me, either via the video or whatever, in spiritualsingles.com, whether it's for a relationship or just plain friendship, which I really am into right now, just great friends, come see me. Come talk to me in there. Send me a note because you'll find me there.
What, do you want to give out your username? Do you remember it?
The next step here is, it is Jewels, L-O-A, J-E-W-E-L-S-L-O-A. And let's see what happens here.
I love it. Good for you. That's awesome. Well, and I'll tell you, Jewels, if three psychics said that your partner is around the corner, you know how things come in threes. That's usually, for me, that's a big wake up. Like, oh, if something happens to me three times or I I hear about a book three times, or I hear whatever it is, a restaurant or a person. Three people tell me about this person I need to meet, or just the name comes up three times and I don't know them, whatever it is. I always three times is like, hello, okay, pay attention. This is something big.
And by the way, if you happen to be a computer geek, I would even love it more to me.
Her partner needs to be a computer geek.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding around. I go in for the soul stuff. So let me ask you a couple more questions. Are people who have children more likely to find people who have children as well?
Sure. It just depends if that's what they want. We have distinctions on if the children are grown or living at home or living with them part-time or full-time. And so when, for example, Jules, when you go in and you do a search, if you do a detailed search, you can specify you want somebody that has children living at home. Or in your case, probably in my case, we want children that are grown, and or someone that doesn't have kids, or we're okay if they have kids at home. So you can put in whatever your preference is, and then the search results will yield that particular result. And you can, I mean, we get real specific. I don't recommend putting in astrology signs. However, it's there if you want to. It just narrows the search results quite a bit more, and I think the looking at the sun and the rising and the moon is important. However, it's good to look at the whole chart if you're going to be really comparing astrological data.
We should tune into our inner guidance when we meet somebody. But how do we know our response isn't just chemistry? How do we know it's the right person?
Well, a lot of it is continuing to listen to your guidance and also noticing how you feel when you're around that person. Because for me, it's if I feel joyful and blissful and happy, some people bring out my inner kid, my playful, fun, crazy side. Some people are more serious and bring out more of maybe the business side. And so I want someone who does bring out the fun, playful side. And it's, you know, I know that I have control over all that. However, I also know that I've just noticed by being with certain people, whether they're friends or partners, that they'll bring out certain aspects of me. And mm-hmm. I know how I want to feel when I'm in relationship. And so following the intuition and guidance is number one. And then noticing how you feel when you're with that person. And if you feel good and uplifted and happy and vibrant and sexy and all of those things, that's great. That's for me. That's how I want to feel when I'm in a relationship. And so I go a lot by that.
That's a good point. Very good point. Yep. It all comes back to how you feel in that relationship. If you're feeling happy, then by golly, you just may be in the right relationship.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain people have lists and I want, you know, someone who's financially stable and blah, blah, blah. And all that's important. And I think it's good to create the lists and then to know it's done, be grateful in advance before it's already happened. Know it's done. Use the law of attraction to manifest someone as well. If you put in all the law of attraction, manifesting your mate's another whole subject that we could do a whole radio show on too.
Oh, really?
And also another one of my favorite things to talk about. However, you know, I think even more important than the list is really how do they make you feel? Because that's really what I think the root of what we want in a relationship. It's feeling awesome, feeling great. And we feel great when you feel great when you're alone. You certainly want to feel equally great or greater when you're with somebody, right?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah. Let's talk about manifesting a soulmate because, Jill, we have a special announcement that we want to kind of toss out to all the listeners.
Yes, we do.
Jill and I will be having a singles cruise for about 4 or 5 days, and perhaps it's going to bring about some major relationships to be formed, right?
Definitely, definitely. Like, well, when I take people on the Wild Dolphin singles retreats, which are on a 104-foot sailboat, this is a different thing. This is only a group of 12 people. And what Jules and I, and this the next one is April 30th through May 6th, and I've still got a few spots open for men to sign up just on that one. And you can go to spiritualevents.com and sign up there. And then Jules and I are talking about doing a cruise on a big cruise ship and bringing up to 200 singles together. And I know when you get that many people together, and we'll be doing workshops in the mornings and playtimes in the afternoons and exploring some really cool places, probably in the Caribbean or Mexico. We're still nailing down the location. But it's going to be fun, don't you think?
Oh, it's going to be just a terrific time because you can have personal coaching. You were talking about the one-minute dating. What is that?
Oh, speed dating.
Speed dating.
Well, yeah, speed dating's fun. It's not necessarily a minute. It could be 2 or 3 minutes per person. And we get everybody together in a big ballroom, and usually the men will rotate around. So we have a little timer, and at 2 minutes, they rotate to the next person, and people write down the names of who they want to really, you know, switch contact information with. And if it's a match where the man and the woman writes down each other's name, then we switch phone numbers, or we let them know on the cruise that it's a match. And then maybe on the cruise, we still haven't thought this all the way through, but maybe we'll have a time where that all of the ones that connected will have a special dinner or special, you know, date. I don't know. We'll figure out something. But it's fun. Speed dating's fun because you just get a quick glimpse of each person, and it's really intuitional, you know, when it's that fast.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I can see a whole bunch of activities on the beach. I can see the dancing the night away, long walks in a warm night air in the Caribbean or even, you know, Mexico. It's going to be phenomenal. And I think it's coming in October 2011. So I want everyone to pay special attention. If you haven't found a soulmate by then you will on this cruise. Men, women, people who are oriented to the same sex, whatever it is, or whatever you may want, it will be on this cruise. We're going to manifest, and we ask you to help us manifest your soulmate on this cruise.
Right. That's good. If everyone who goes can just see it done and know it, be grateful in advance that they met someone incredible on the cruise, that would be nice. And I would also say to know it's done and at the same time not have any expectations. Just go for the fun of it and go to meet, because they'll make lifetime friends too. That happens on all retreats that I facilitate. I've noticed it's just people connect on a really deep level, and they stay in touch. It's really, really fun.
Yes, and if you're single, you don't necessarily have to bring on another friend or a roommate. We, as usual, will be using the Match Matrix system, in which we will match you up with your perfect cabin mate. And from the last cruise, people are still best friends with their cabin mates. I mean, they're still conversing back and forth. So you just can't go wrong. You come as a single and you'll leave with a whole bunch of terrific friends.
And maybe your soulmate.
Your request will all be answered one way or another. And also, I will be giving out special discounts for the cruise to all members of the University of Attraction. So we're talking pretty significant discounts. And besides that, the whole cruise is going to be exceptionally affordable. I think you all are going to be very, very happy with it. So I'm just looking forward to a terrific time.
Yes, me too. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, so everybody just keep your calendars open for October, the latter part of October in 2011. Well, Jill, it looks like we're almost out of time. This has been such a treat, and I could hardly wait for the cruise.
Well, it's been a treat for me, too. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a long time, and it's certainly always fun to talk with you, so I'm happy that we could do this again.
Yes, and I want everybody to come join me in spiritualsingles.com, and also on the LOA Radio Network page, there is a banner there, and all you have to do is just click on that, and we'll take you directly into spiritualsingles.com, and then you can come join me. So come on, let's go play. Have a good time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jules.
Thanks. We'll talk to you all later. Big hugs. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week with another great show. For more information, go to lawofattractiontools.com or contact Jules personally at jules@loaradionetwork.com.